98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show with your Coast Social Network and Furry Friends Friday. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And this morning we're talking to Rebecca Cooper with Animal Aid of Southwest Michigan. And we have a return, a repeat offender, if you will, who's not offensive at all. He's Dude, and he is still available for adoption, and just a beautiful boy here with the pictures that we've got at 983thecoast.com, also on our Facebook and Instagram. Tell me about Dude, Rebecca.
Dude is a four-year-old male pit bull. He's been neutered, and he's graduating from his first session of obedience training this next week. He's doing really well. He's just very eager to please. He's a great dog. One of the employees at Mutterly Love has been working with him extensively, named Jennifer, and she's just done a wonderful job.
Dude's been around for a little bit, and Dude deserves a great home, right?
Yeah, he's been with us a couple months. We had some problems getting him in to be neutered, and really didn't want to release him until he was neutered. And we're just very cautious with bully breed dogs and finding somebody that's used to the breed and could really appreciate his special features. And the obedience training just helps so much. He can sit now, you know, his attention is much better, and we have a much better feel for what kind of family would be great for Dude. We're still saying no cats. He really seems to like beagles for some reason, but we're just being really cautious with other animals with him because, of course, we don't really know what he's been through before he came to us. And we're kind of getting mixed signals on how he is with other dogs. Some other dogs he's great with. Some dogs he seems to not be too friendly with. So we're being cautious with that, but he is neutered. He does sit. They're working on, you know, keeping his attention. But he's a little high energy, and he's just very, very eager to please. So we're looking for a family with older children or a single person. He'd be a great ride-along dog. He's wonderful in the car. He's been in my van, and I've left him alone in the van and returned and still had car seats. And so he's just a great guy, and we're just looking for the right home for him. He is being kenneled at Mutterly Love, and we don't have another foster for him. So we would be interested in someone that was interesting just fostering, too, and helping us out. Mutterly gives us a wonderful discount, and, of course, the holidays are coming up, so they have a lot of paying clients, so they really need the space. And he just needs to be gotten out and into a more home environment and someplace where he can get a lot of exercise now that he's finished his first obedience course. And they are willing to give a discount to someone they'd like to see him keep the courses going, you know, and stuff. But he's a great dog, you know. He's very loving, and we're trying to get him to stay down because, of course, you know, he doesn't see me very often. So the minute he sees me, he wants to get up and give me kisses. So we're trying to stay on the down thing, you know. He's not, on the pictures, he looks really big, but he's only about 60 pounds. So he's not a bully breed, you know. So but he's just a great dog. And we're not quite sure why we still have him, except that maybe we're being too cautious. We'd love to see him in a great home, especially with the weather closing in here and stuff, and somebody that can really take him out and run him and, you know, play with him some.
So, Becky, how do folks get a hold of you if they would like more information, maybe get a few questions answered, and hopefully eventually adopt Dude?
If you leave a message on my ground line, which is 269-926-4279, I will get back to you. Or you can email us off the website, which is animalaidswmi.org, or off our Facebook pages. We will try to get back to you. Sometimes it takes a day or so just because of other pending issues, but those are the quickest ways to reach us.
All right, and let's hope that Dude gets his adoption. You can see more pictures and some more information, plus this podcast posted at 983thecoast.com, also on Facebook and Instagram. Rebecca Cooper is from Animal Aid of Southwest Michigan on today's Furry Friends Friday and the Coast Social Network. Brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.